Check. 1, 2. From TD Ballpark in beautiful Dunedin, Florida, it's almost time for Dunedin Blue Jays baseball. Tonight, it's game number one of a fresh six-game series and game number six of a 12-game homestand between the Dunedin Blue Jays and the Daytona Beach Tortugas. Hey, everybody, it's Larry Larson in with you. Glad you're with us for the Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show. Dealing with a few technical difficulties with the pregame show today in terms of our audio setup. Thanks for sticking with us for maybe a few extra moments as we get on the air here. Blue Jays come into this one at 32-31, while Daytona is 30-33 with just three games left in the first half of the season. Hard to believe it's really flown by. But both of these teams eliminated from first half playoff contention. So the first three games of this series essentially just building momentum for the second half of the year, which begins on Friday. We have an interview with our opposing broadcaster, Brennan Mentz, that we recorded, but it's part of our technical difficulties. I don't believe it's working. So we'll have to table that for tomorrow morning. Let's dive into the pitching matchup for tonight's ball game, which is presented by Clear Sky Draft House, as always. Pitching matchup presented by Clear Sky Draft House on Main Street in Dunedin. Find fresh, chef-driven pub grub complemented by high-end craft beers at Clear Sky. Features two right-handers. For the Jays, it's Jorge Bautista. Stands at 6 foot, 23 years old, signed by the Blue Jays out of Indy Ball. That was just at the start of May. Bautista in his last start only went three innings against Bradenton, allowing four earned runs to grow his ERA to 5.40. He'll be opposed by Jose Montero, the right-hander who split time between the bullpen and the starting rotation, but no matter where he has been good. 2.39 ERA for him coming into this start. In 49 innings of work, he's made 12 appearances, 7 of those starts. So that's a pitching matchup for the Jays, Bautista, for the Tortugas, Jose Montero. Let's get you the starting lineups. First for the visitors from Daytona, the single-A affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. Starting lineups presented by Bon Appetit for a lineup of delectable flavors, quality ingredients, and exceptional service with a waterfront view. Visit Bon Appetit in Dunedin. For the Tortugas, it starts with Sammy Stafura. Stafura at shortstop, top 30 Reds prospect. Ricardo Cabrera, another top 30 guy, will bat second and play third base. Ariel Almonte, the league leader in homers, hits third and will play right. Connor Burns will do the catching and bat cleanup. Yerlin Confidon is out in left, hitting fifth. Malvin Valdez is the center fielder, hitting sixth. Jack Moss will DH and bat seventh. Yasiel Pino is the first baseman, hitting eighth. And Johnny Escanio rounds it out, batting ninth and playing second base. Those are the Tortugas. These are the Dunedin Blue Jays, starting with Gene Joseph in the leadoff spot playing center. Cade Doty back in the lineup on another rehab assignment. We saw him in April, and now he's back here in June, working his way back from an injury suffered over the offseason. Doty over at third. Christian Feliz over at first base, batting third. Manuel Beltre will bat cleanup and play second. Nick Deschamps will do the catching, hitting fifth. Tucker Thoman is at shortstop, hitting sixth. Jeuni Munoz is out in right, hitting seventh. Daniel Perez is the DH, batting eighth. And Robert Robertis rounds it out, batting ninth and playing left field. The Blue Jays offense that shuffled a little bit at the end of that series last week with Bradenton, a series that ended up being a split for the Jays after they lost the last two games. For Daytona, they're also coming off a split with Palm Beach. They played a little bit of a spoiler last week, knocking Palm Beach out of first place in the Florida State League East Division. And as a result, they trailed Jupiter by a half game over there with just a few games to go. So, interesting playoff races. Much to be decided. Just not involving these two clubs, at least in the first half. We're just about set for our nation's national anthem. It's Katie Ducharme, and we'll take a listen in and then get you to first pitch here at TD Ballpark.
Fans, please remove your caps, and for those who are able, please rise for the singing of the national anthem. Here to perform the Star Spangled Banner, please welcome Katie Ducharme.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous
an always rousing rendition of our nation's national anthem by Katie Ducharme has us all set for baseball. Game one of a six-game set between Daytona and the Jays. We'll step aside for a break and come back with first pitch here on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Back inside TD Ballpark, moments away from game one of six between Daytona and the Jays. And Jorge Bautista is getting his warm-up tosses underway. Bautista making his fourth start with the DJs after opening his season in Indy Ball with the Charleston Dirty Birds. Was signed by the Jays in the first week of May. And it's been a mixed bag for Jorge. He had a really, really good start. And you can argue one of the best starts by a Blue Jays starter this season on the road a few weeks ago at Palm Beach, seven innings. But last week, just three innings and four earned runs against Bradenton. I'll try and get back on the right track here tonight against a Daytona lineup that is second to last in the league in average. He starts his day against Sammy Stufora. First pitch. As a tapper down to third, Doty charges, gloves, throws over to first, and it hits Stufora. It knocked Feliz's mitt off. It trickles away. Stufora back on the bag. He's safe. An awkward-looking play over at first, and you just hope that Feliz is all right. Looks like he is. Has a slight collision between Feliz and Stufora resulted in Feliz losing his mitt. But it also results in the first base runner of the ball game. It's a single for Stufora. And that brings up Ricardo Cabrera. Righty on righty in the first pitch. Cabrera swings away and taps it foul. It's 0-1. So Stufora, top 30 Reds prospect, number 15 on the pipeline list. Cabrera is as well. He's number 8. According to MLB.com, a 264 hitter. The pitch, bounding ball over the mound to the second baseman, Beltre. He scoops it up, his only play is at first, and he makes it in time for out number one. Stufora up to second base. Cabrera out number one.
Ariel Almonte.
And here's Ariel Almonte. Almonte, the league leader in homers. Got 13 of them. Was out homering some teams for a while at the start of the year. First pitch to the big lefties popped up behind home plate. Deschamps gets rid of the mask and watches the ball sail out of play. It's 0-1. Little leaguers ooh and ahs. Somebody came out with that ball in the front row. It's a strange weather day here at TD Ballpark. Game time temperature, 91 degrees under cloudy skies, but the biggest factor is going to be the wind howling towards the pole and right. 0-1. Almonte takes a called strike. It's 0-2. Almonte very much a comp to Christian Feliz. It's really well for power, but strikes out a lot. Bautista with the pause in the 0-2. Swing and a foul tip. In and out of Deschamps' mitt. Still 0-2. Almonte with a 758 OPS. Respectable. Above average there. Boosted by that power. He had a slow week last week, though. Runner dances off second. Bautista throws home and misses outside. Stufora was lucky that Bautista didn't throw back. He was dancing towards third and then turned to go back to second and stumbled. One ball, two strikes, and Almonte. Tyler Green, the home plate umpire today, getting the balls and strikes calls from upstairs. Now Bautista throws to second. Throw was a little bit high, and Stufora started slipping towards third base again. Stays on the bag. He's safe. Still 1-2. So Tyler Green, the home plate umpire. And Robert Bonet is in the field. The 1-2 pitch. Almonte reaches out and slowly rolls at second base. Beltre sidearms to first in time. Stufora moves from second to third. It's back-to-back 4-3 putouts for Beltre. And there's two down at the top of the first.
Number 14, Connor Burns.
Here's Connor Burns, the cleanup man. Burns, a right-handed batter, a 200 hitter, much more known for his defense behind the plate than his bat. He certainly held his own. First pitch, Misses down, ball one. We've got no score. Top of the first, just getting started. Bautista going from the windup. Mustafura on third. He kicks and deals. And the pitch misses low. Two balls, no strikes. Burns drafted by the Reds in the fifth round in 2023 at a Long Beach State, California. 2-0. Burns takes a curveball for a called strike, and it's 2-1. Bautista works with a straight fastball, a sinking fastball, a slider that can sometimes profile as a curve. Also mixes in a change. 2-1. Another breaking ball popped up into shallow right. Could be an adventure with the wind. Munoz under it, moving towards the line, backpedaling. He makes the catch, and the inning is over. So Jorge Bautista leaves Sammy Stafura on third base. Now we've got no score as we go to the home first on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network in Valley Live. Person. Packages include a free video board shout out and a personal attendant for your group's base. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon.
Leading off for the Blue Jays, center fielder number 6, Gene Joseph.
We go to the bottom of the first at TD Ballpark on a breezy evening. No score between the Jays and Daytona. First pitch from Jose Montero to Gene Joseph. Misses inside, ball one, and it's 1-0. Our viewers on MILB TV just saw that graphic. It's Daytona's first visit to Dunedin since 2019. The pitch, hard chopper down to third. Cabrera gloves it, loops it across the field in time, and Joseph's out number one.
Now batting third baseman, number 8, Cade Doty.
Here's Cade Doty. Doty back in Dunedin on a rehab assignment from AA New Hampshire. And you might be wondering, hey, didn't this guy rehab with the Jays earlier this year? You'd be right. That was in April. First pitch to Cade. Misses out in front of the plate, ball one. It's 1-0. Cade went 3-for-10. And four games with the Jays then. Then had a setback. Just got back on the right track. 1-0, misses inside. Two balls, no strikes. Doty played with FCL Blue Jays the last few games. And now he's back with the DJs on his way back to AA. 2-0. Doty slaps it in the air. High and deep to right. Carrying. Goodbye. I'd say Cade Doty looks just fine. First inning solo homer gives the Jays the lead. 1-0.
First baseman, number 34, Christian Benitez.
Opposite field shot from the righty. It's got to feel good for Cade. Here's Christian Feliz. First pitch from the righty, Montero, misses in, ball one. Montero comes into this start with a 2.39 ERA, so he's been a really strong part of this Daytona pitching staff. 1-0, Feliz with a rip and a miss. One ball, one strike. Montero, though, has split time between the bullpen and the rotation, so he hasn't exactly been a full-time starter. His last start was only three innings against Palm Beach. 1-1. Feliz takes downstairs. Two balls, one strike. Montero throws a sinking fastball, a slider, a changeup, and also a four-seam fastball. He takes a deep breath and throws. And Feliz rips and misses. He might have been thinking a homer there, too. Two balls, two strikes. Feliz, the team leader in homers with 10 of them. 2-2. He lays off a changeup in the dirt. Runs it full, 3-2. Well, just like we talked about Ariel Almonte, the top of the first, same thing can be said for Feliz in the bottom of the first. Hasn't hit super well for average, but it's a department that's improving. Payoff pitch. He swings and misses. Strike three. So Montero bounces back from the solo homer with a strikeout, and there's two down for Manny Beltre. Beltre played on Sunday, picked up two hits, and the Blue Jays lost. First pitch to him here, misses inside. Manny backs out of the box. It's 1-0. Blue Jays in their traditional home whites tonight. Blue Jays across the chest in that split Toronto Blue Jays lettering. 1-0. That misses down on a slider. Two balls, no strikes. Blue Jays with their blue caps. Dunedin Blue Jays D and Birdhead on the center. Montero with a kick and a toss. Beltre with a wave and a miss. A slider in the lower half of the zone. It's 2-1. Daytona in their green alternates. Tortugas across the chest in white and blue. Pitch to Beltre, runs in. Three balls, one strike. Blue caps with the Daytona D in white and a green Tortuga. Green numbers on the front and back with gray pants. Montero rocks and fires, and Beltre takes inside, ball four. So the Blue Jays rip off the three true outcomes all in a row. Homer from Doty, strikeout from Feliz, and now a walk from Beltre. And here's Nick Deschamps. Blue Jays backstop has continued his long on-base streak to open the year, 16 games. Left-handed batter, right-handed thrower, first pitch. Fastball called strike and it's 0-1. Blue Jays lead it 1-0, bottom one, thanks to Doty's solo shot. Shams hitting 278 this season. One homer to his name. Pitch misses up and away. A changeup faded too much for Montero. One ball, one strike. Montero, fastball heavy guy. His slider is his primary breaking pitch. Throws that about 25% of the time. 1-1. Shams takes it in, but it's a called strike. As a changeup clipped the inside edge of the zone. It's 1-2. Montero trying to limit the damage to just one. In the home first. Quick move over to first. Beltre back in with a dive. It's a really good move for Montero. Beltre, a stolen base threat for sure. He's got 13 of them. The pitch. Deschamps with a comebacker. Knocks Montero's glove off. Scrambles for it. Picks it up. Throws to first in time. Jose Montero almost snagged it on the fly, but same result in the end. 1-3 put out, and the inning is over. But not before Cade Doty in his first at-bat back in Dunedin. Blasts one out to right. Solo homer to make it 1-0 Jays. Through one on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. And we're celebrating here at TD Ballpark. Come on. out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Left fielder, number 40, Yerlene Confidant.
Blue Jays in the driver's seat early. It's 1-0 thanks to a Cade Doty solo homer. Jorge Bautista trying to keep the score right where it is. First pitch to Yerlene Confidant, the lefty, on the way. It's called strike. Fastball, lower half of the zone, makes it 0-1. Confidant went 0-4 on Sunday with 3 strikeouts. The pitch. He takes just low. 1-1. Pitch that was very close to that last location. Again, it's not Tyler Green calling balls and strikes tonight. It's the computer system. So it's 1-1. Kicking the pitch from Bautista. Confidant waves and misses. A tailing fastball. It's 1-2. Confidant, a 195 hitter in 33 games. He's got 4 homers. A lot of guys that hit for pop in this Daytona lineup. Pitch, misses out. 2-2. Confidant, a native of the Dominican Republic, signed by the Reds in 2019. Stands at 6'2". Pretty lanky, tall build from the left side. 2-2 pitch. Confidant reaches out, wraps it down to first, and Feliz can't field it cleanly. It bounces into shallow left, and Confidant reaches to open the second inning. Likely to be an error there on Feliz, and the leadoff man is aboard.
Center fielder, number 11,
and there goes Confidant for second. He slides in safely as the ball got away, thrown back to Bautista. That's incredible base running from Confidant. He was starting to wander back to first now. And the Blue Jays are going to tag him out, but the field umpire, Robert Bonet, says, no, time is called. What a bizarre play. Beltre saying, well, hey, if time was called, then Confidant shouldn't have been able to run to second. That's just heads-up base running from Confidant. Wow. All right. So here's Malvin Valdez. Blue Jays lead 1-0, top two. First pitch to Valdez, bunted foul. First base side, it's 0-1. Valdez went 2-for-3 on Sunday. 6-4 extra innings loss for Daytona against Palm Beach. Bautista from the stretch. Sets and throws. Valdez squares to bunt again and bunts it foul. And now it's 0-2, so we'll have to swing away. Valdez, a 169 hitter, has played in 40 games, doesn't have a homer, on a club that leads the league in homers, at least tied for the league lead. 0-2, he squares to bunt again, and foul tips it into Deschamps' mitt. He strikes out. Youngsters in attendance get a kick out of that PA system.
Number 12, Jack Moss.
The laugh, ha-ha. But I bet some fans are also thinking, huh, a bunt strikeout for Bautista's first today. So now there's one out, and Jack Moss climbs in. Moss, a left-handed batter. He's the DH tonight. Playing in his 32nd game of the season. First pitch. He takes a called strike on the outside half of the plate. It's 0-1. The official scoring on the confidant play, an E3. And that's it. 0-1. Misses way outside. Gets away from Deschamps all the way to the backstop, so Confidant reaches third base on the wild pitch. So Daytona 90 feet away from tying the ball game in the top of the second. Moss, the Colorado native, played his college ball at Texas A&M. 1-1, misses down and away. Two balls, one strike. Aggies in the College World Series. Started last week into this week. Moss went 6-for-11 last week. Had a really strong series against Palm Beach. 2-1. Moss checks his swing on a cutter in the dirt. He did not go. It's 3-1. Moss, another big fellow. This is just a big Daytona lineup. Between Almonte, Confidant, Moss as well. 3-1 pitch. He takes a called strike. That was the slider, upper half of the zone. Runs it full, 3-2. Moss hitting 247 in his action this year. Bautista kicks and fires the payoff. It's flared foul. Third base side. Into the seats. Foul balls won't be sitting around very long tonight. We'd like to welcome all the Little League teams in attendance today. Taking part in the Clearwater USSSA World Series. USSSA, you could say. We'll have to ask the folks over at that organization what exactly they call it. Another payoff. Moss with the bouncer foul. We'll have another do-over. Blue Jays lead one zip, top two. Sun trying to burn its way through the clouds. Bautista reads the sign and fires home. Moss lines it foul into the top of the third base screen. The battle rages on between Moss and Bautista. Jorge didn't work very deep into his last start. We mentioned just three innings last week against Bradenton. He'd love to go deeper tonight. Payoff again. Line drive over Beltre, down into right. And that'll tie up the ball game. Confidant walks home from third, and Jack Moss picks up an RBI single. It's 1-1 in the second. Moss continuing to swing
first
a hot bat.
Number 44, Yasiel Pino.
Here's Yasiel Pino. Pino, the right-handed batter, had Sunday off. Righty on righty, first pitch. Bouncer foul, fastball in off the hands, and it's 0-1. Pino, a 216 batter. One homer to his name. Pino in a wide set stance. Open from the right side. The pitch misses low. One ball, one strike. It's the type of night where you can feel the wind even up in the booth, blowing from left field to right. 1-1. Pino bounces it foul, third base side. One ball, two strikes. RBI knock from Moss is sixth this year. Bautista on the first base side of the rubber. Kicks and delivers. Check swing from Pino. Did he go? No swing. Says Robert Bonet. Field umpire. So it's two balls, two strikes. Bautista hunting for a second punch out of the inning. The pitch. Pino bounces it foul. We'll do it again. Some long ABs against Bautista in this top of the second inning. That run will be unearned with Confidant reaching on an error. So Bautista with a little bit of bad luck. Another 2-2. Just misses the outside corner. Good slider there from Bautista. Just slid a little bit too much outside. Now it's full, 3-2. We saw what happened with Moss after that long AB. He got his pitch. Will Pino. Bautista deals. There goes the runner, and the pitch misses inside. Ball four. So Moss moves up to second. Pino aboard with a walk, and there's men on first and second with one out for Johnny Ascanio. And here comes Yoel Hernandez, one of the Blue Jays pitching coaches. Wants to bring the whole infield together here. Well, this is a Blue Jays staff in general that has struggled with walks this year, among the league leaders in free passes issued. Bautista, generally pretty good command based on what we've seen this year. And Hernandez now trying to settle Bautista down as he is laboring in this second inning. Moss on second base. Pino over at first. And Ascanio coming to the plate. Ascanio, a 209 hitter. Switch hitter batting from the left side against the righty Bautista. First pitch. Line drive towards the gap in right center. Long run for Joseph. He won't get there. It's cut off before the fence by Munoz. Two runners rounding third. First is Moss. He scores. Pino gets the stop sign at third. And Ascanio delivers an RBI double. Daytona jumps in front. It's 2-1.
Shortstop number three, Sandy Stafora.
Brings up the top of the lineup. And Sammy Stafora. Stafora, a dangerous hitter. Hitting over 300 in a short time here in Daytona. First pitch. Little number back to the mound. Bautista charges, gloves, throws to first in time after looking the runner's back. So Pino stays at third. Ascanio forced to stay put at second. There's two down. Nice play there from Bautista. That ball was not hit hard whatsoever, but a lot of pressure comes with a play like that. Here's Ricardo Cabrera. First pitch, fouled off the end of the bat. Back behind home plate, it's 0-1. So Blue Jays scored first on that solo homer from Doty in the first, and now Daytona has really cooked up a response, leading 2-1. Cabrera waits on the 0-1. And takes down and away. Tumbling stop from Deschamps. One ball, one strike. Now it's sunny most of the day here in Dunedin, but now all of a sudden the clouds have rolled overhead. Bautista winds and deals. And Cabrera takes low and away. Deshams knocks it down, rolls up the first base line, but both runners stay put. Two balls, one strike. Now there's already somebody up and moving around in the Blue Jays bullpen, a bullpen that was really taxed the back half of the week last week with all the rain that came into play last week. 2-1. Cabrera takes down and outside. Three balls, one strike. Even after the day off, the Blue Jays bullpen isn't really fully rested. Only three pitchers on 3 days of rest or more, and usually you're looking at a few more guys with more rest than that. 3-1. Line drive, shallow right. It dumps down for a base hit. Pino in from third. Escanio gets the wave to the plate. The throw is cut off. And now they've got Cabrera in a rundown between first and second. Throw to first. And Cabrera is tagged out by Manny Beltre. But it is an RBI single for Cabrera. A two RBI single to be exact. And Daytona scores four runs in the top of the second inning. They now lead it 4-1 as we go to the home half. Blue Jays lineup with work to do when we come back on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Blue Jays struck first, but now they're in a 4-1 hole against Daytona. First game of six this week between these clubs, and the first pitch to Tucker Thoman is taken for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Jose Montero, Daytona starter, led up a solo homer to Cade Doty in the first. Also walked Manny Beltre. Pitch to Thoman, a rip and a miss. A violent swing on a heater, and it's 0-2. Thoman played on Sunday, went 0-for-4 with two strikeouts, hitting .223 this year. 0-2. Thoman takes low and away, one ball, two strikes. Tucker drafted by the Blue Jays in the second round in 2022. Out of high school in South Carolina. Has shown good pop, especially in the early part of the year. Feels like he's due for a homer. 1-2. Thoman chops it down to first. Pino gloves it, takes it to the bag himself. And Thoman is set down for out number one.
Right fielder, number 27, Jeyuni Munoz.
Here's Jeyuni Munoz. Tortuga's four, Jay's one, bottom two. Munoz, the big right-handed batter, waits on the first pitch. And takes a called strike on a slider on the low inside corner. It's 0-1. When we say big, Munoz more muscular big rather than tall. 0-1, chopper foul, third base side. It's quickly 0-2. Munoz spent about a month and a half on the IL with a knee injury, and he's struggled to adjust coming back. That's something that takes time, especially in the middle of the season when you get thrown out of your day-to-day rhythm. 0-2. Munoz takes a ball in the dirt. One ball, two strikes. Munoz, since returning from the IL, is 3-for-16. Montero on the first base side of the rubber reads the sign from Burns and chucks it home. Munoz swings and misses on a fastball low and in. He's down on strikes. Second punch out from Montero tonight. Two up, two down. Bottom of the second. Here's Daniel Perez. Perez plays outfield and first base now, but he's the DH tonight. First pitch to him. Lefty takes outside, ball one. Daytona in the driver's seat, 4-1, bottom of the second inning. Perez hitting 208 on the year, 1-0. Off speed, taken for a called strike. It's a slider nibbled on the outside edge. It's 1-1. Perez got off to a slow start out of the gate, 1-1. He takes down in the dirt. Two balls, one strike. Lately has been better. And batting average over the last 15 or so games, right around 260. So respectable numbers there. 2-1. Perez takes a backdoor slider, called strike, and it's 2-2. Montero really working on the outside edge to Blue Jays lefties. He's a strike away from a 1-2-3 second inning. And here's the 2-2. Perez with the ground ball the opposite way towards the hole at short. Diving stop from Cabrera. Throw to first. Got him by a step. Ricardo Cabrera ranging from third base. He was playing with the shift. He dives to take a hit away from Daniel Perez. And Montero works a 1-2-3 bottom of the second inning. To the third we go. Daytona leads it 4-1 on the Daytona, rather on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. It's 4-1 Daytona in their first game in Dunedin since 2019. And the first pitch to Almonte is taken for a called strike from Jorge Bautista. It's 0-1. Almonte, the big lefty, grounded out to second in the first inning. 0-1. He takes outside. One ball, one strike. Tortuga's rallied for four runs in the second inning on three hits and one error. Bautista trying to bounce back. He fires and misses outside. Two balls, one strike. Well, all season long, if you've been following the Blue Jays, you probably know that Christian Feliz has been near the top of the league in homers. 2-1, misses up and away. Three balls and one strike on Almonte. But all season long, it's been Almonte ahead of Feliz. And you might be thinking, well, what's this Almonte guy all about? Well, now we get to see. 3-1, sharply grounded to second base. Beltre scoops it up, throws to first in time. And there's one down. Base is empty for Connor Burns.
catcher number 14, Connor Burns.
Burns 0 for 1 with a fly out to right. Jays trailing 4-1, top of the third. Fastball poured in there for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Burns, the former teammate of Jerron Watts Brown, Blue Jays starting pitcher. 0-1 misses low and outside. 1-1. The two played together for a season at Long Beach State in 2022. Bautista deals home. And Burns lays off a slider downstairs. 2-1. Now we probably won't get a Watts-Brown versus Burns matchup tomorrow. When Jerron's scheduled to start, the pitch is called strike at the knees. It's 2-2. Although it would be fun if we did, but it's rare to see a catcher catch back-to-back days, especially with the quick turnaround that we have between tonight and tomorrow. Bautista deals home, and Burns flies it into center, sends Joseph back, backpedaling on the track. He is just in front of the wall and makes the catch. Any ball hit to the outfield tonight has the potential to be quite the adventure. That ball had some carry to it, thanks to the breeze. But Burns is out number two, and the bases are empty for Yerlin Confidant. He reached on an error and scored Daytona's first run last inning. First pitch, he rips it to second base. Beltre drops to a knee, fields it cleanly, throws to first. And Jorge Bautista works a nice bounce back, 1-2-3, top of the third inning. On to the home half, Blue Jays looking to overcome an early deficit, trailing 4-1 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Going to the bottom of third at TD Ballpark. First pitch to Robert Robertis, grounded right at the second baseman, Ascanio. He makes the play. One pitch, one out for Jose Montero as the Blue Jays trail 4-1 to Daytona. Here's Gene Joseph. Blue Jays struck first with a Cade Doty solo homer in the first before Daytona responded all in one inning. Four runs on three hits in the second. First pitch to Gene. Blue Jays leadoff man takes downstairs, ball one. We've mentioned a few times already, this is the first time that Daytona has been in Dunedin since 2019. 1-0 pitch. Misses down and away. 2-0. Now, it's not even the first time that Daytona has been in Dunedin, technically, since before 2019. 2-0 misses low. 3-0. So the last time Daytona played against the Jays when the Jays were home was in 2019 when the Jays didn't play here in Dunedin. They played down the road. Pitch to Joseph is a called strike. Fastball near the letters makes it 3-1. That was down at Jack Russell Stadium in Clearwater. 3-1, breaking ball called strike, and it's 3-2. So the last time Daytona was here was back in 2018. And, it's brand new ballpark since then. Payoff pitch, Joseph hammers it foul. Third base side out of play. Screamer at 100. Still full. Montero with the sign, the pitch. Joseph bounces it foul and lets go of the bat. It flies just above Daytona's dugout. Everybody's all right. It looks like Gene is hobbling out of the box. He's in some pain after the swing. Not exactly apparent what happened. And Luke Green, the trainer, is going to come out. So maybe that's part of the reason why Joseph let go of the bat, was he was in some kind of pain. Joseph taking off his ankle guard, as it appears he's troubled by his left leg. Kate Doty tosses some pine tar out to Luke just in case Gene needs to use it. Try and hang on to the bat, but now it's a question of whether or not he's going to stay in the game. Joseph takes a few deep breaths, trying to get his wits about him. Now he puts his ankle guard back on, which is encouraging. Hopefully that means he's going to stay in this ball game. But just an awkward injury. Joseph now slaps some pine tar on his bat, and he'll carry on. Count is full on Joseph. Blue Jays trailing 4-1. Bases empty, bottom three. Payoff pitch again. Misses low and away. Ball four. And Joseph will take that ankle guard right back off and head on down to first. Here's Kate Doty.
Third baseman, number 8, Kate Doty.
Doty blasted a homer out to right in the first inning. Blue Jays only run as they trail by 3. 4-1 in the home half of the third. Doty in his first game of his second rehab stint here. First pitch misses just inside on a fastball at 93. And it's 0-1. Doty was in the lineup yesterday with the Complex League Jays. So playing on back-to-back days. 1-0. Cade takes a slider just outside. Another good take. 2 balls, no strikes. And back in April, that's really what stood out in Cade's ABs was his plate discipline. His knowledge of the zone was so strong. 2-0 pitch. Doty takes another slider, that time inside. 3 balls, no strikes. And you might think, a guy on rehab from AA, you'd expect him to have a good command of the zone. You'd expect him to have good AB after good AB when he's on a rehab assignment. That's easier said than done, though. Coming off an injury, maybe you're a little overeager to get back. It might be easy to get a little over-aggressive. That has not been the case with Doty. Montero's 3-0. And Doty takes inside, ball 4. So right on cue, a 4-pitch walk, and it's back-to-back free passes issued by Jose Montero. Connor Burns will head out for a mound visit. Daytona with a 4-1 lead, bottom three. Here at TD Ballpark, plenty of youngsters in the house with their respective Little League teams. Good night to have some ballpark food or maybe even some sushi. Sushi at the ballpark. it looks like. Heck, I'd love some sushi at the ballpark. That sounds delicious. Somebody behind the Blue Jays dugout seems to be enjoying that. As Christian Feliz climbs in. This is a big spot early in this game. Blue Jays trailing 4-1. And now time is called, and Victor Arias is pinch running for the Jays for Gene Joseph. So Gene is out of this game, apparently troubled by something in his left leg. So Arias comes in as a straight switch. First pitch to Feliz, misses outside. And it's 1-0. Arias, a very quick runner. So speed for speed there. And Arias will presumably stay in to play center field. 1-0 for Montero. Feliz rips and misses. One ball, one strike. Good fading changeup for Montero. So we mentioned Cade Doty's plate discipline. He wasn't in the lineup last week when the Blue Jays led the league in walks with 29 of them as a team. 1-1. Feliz takes a called strike. Slider right down the chute. That's 1-2. Those walks were a highlight for the Jays in the early part of the season, but it seems like the team got a little less patient as April and then May went on. The 1-2 offer. Feliz takes down in the dirt. Two balls, two strikes. We mentioned Arias' speed, but Doty also a pretty darn good runner himself over at first. Not being held. Arias tiptoes off second base. The pitch. Feliz thought about going around on a slider outside, but he held up. Runs it full, 3-2. So it's a three-ball count for the third batter in a row. Montero trying to avoid a third consecutive free pass. He's got the sign from Burns. Sets the belt. Deals home. And Feliz swings away. Hits it well to right. Almonte back. He reaches out and can't make the catch. It's off the wall. Arias will get the stop sign at third. It's a long single for Christian Feliz as Arias had to hold up and make sure that ball got down. The bases are loaded for Manny Beltre. Blue Jays trail by three. Tying run on first base and the go-ahead run at the plate. 4-1 Tortugas. Bottom three. Montero will work from the wind now. Montero steps off the rubber for the first pitch. Beltre walked in the first. Team's RBI leader. Waits on the first offer. Misses inside, almost grazed his hand. You can almost see the look on Beltre's face up here. It's like holding his breath. Oof. It's 1-0. Montero has really lost his handle here in the third. The 1-0. Beltre bounces it foul. One ball, one strike. As the wind still gusts out to right field. During batting practice, when Manny and Gene Joseph and a few other righties were swinging, a lot of chatter about how left field might not work today. 1-1, pulled towards the left side to the third baseman Cabrera to second for one. Ascanio to first in time. Double play. 5-4-3 around the horn. Gets Jose Montero and Daytona out of a bases-loaded one-out jam. And the Blue Jays still trail 4-1 as we go to the fourth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior Jays Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Off the top of the fourth inning for the Tortugas, number 11, Malvin Valdez.
Opportunity knocked in the bottom of the third. Blue Jays couldn't answer, and they still trail 4-1 to Daytona. As we go to the top of the fourth, first pitch from Bautista to Valdez misses inside, and it's 1-0. Blue Jays loaded the bases with one out for Manny Beltre. The cleanup man rolled into a 5-4-3 double play. 1-0, bouncing ball down to third. Doty charges, gloves, throws to first in time. One down.
Designated hitter, number 12, Jack Moss.
That was a hard hit ball. Kind of an in-between hop that Doty had to scoop that ball up on. Nice play. Here's Jack Moss. Left-handed batter, right-handed pitcher, and the first pitch is tapped foul at home plate, and it's 0-1. Big hole on the left side for Moss if he wants to go the opposite way. Tucker Thoman, shortstop, playing straight up the middle. Doty over at third near the hole. 0-1. Misses outside. One ball, one strike. Moss poked an RBI single after a long battle with Bautista his last time. A really strong AB. The pitch, fouled back into the screen. One ball, two strikes. Part of a four-run, three-hit rally. That's the difference in this game early. Bautista is 1-2. Swing and a foul tip, strike three. Bautista wins this battle. That's his second strikeout, and there's two down.
Now batting, number 44, Yasiel Pino.
Here's Yasiel Pino. Base is empty for him. Tortugas lead the DJs 4-1 in the fourth. First pitch. Pino takes low and away, and it's 1-0 on the righty. Pino walked and scored in the second inning. He waits on the 1-0 and takes a called strike at the knees. 1-1. It's been a nice turnaround from Bautista after that long second inning. Looked like he might have been on the ropes. 1-1 is blooped out of play, first base side. Towards the concourse, a lot of youngsters look up in disappointment as they watch it sail over their heads. So now it's 1-2. Bautista knocking on the door, back-to-back 1-2-3 innings. He's got the sign from Deschamps and chucks it home, and the pitch misses low and away. Two balls, two strikes. Bautista nods at Deschamps. Now the 2-2. Pino bloops it into shallow center. Arias, who remained in the game after pinch running, comes in and makes the catch in center, and the inning is over. Jorge Bautista settled in nicely. Six up, six down the last two innings. And we go to the home half of the fourth. Score remains Daytona 4, Blue Jays 1 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in-store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. To the bottom of the fourth we go. Blue Jays trail 4-1 to Daytona. And the first pitch to Nick Deschamps is taken for a called strike. A slider in the lower half of the zone. It's 0-1. Jose Montero back out for the fourth. He deals. And Deschamps swings and misses. It's 0-2. In case they're just joining us, maybe expecting a 6:30 first pitch. Wondering, hey, what the heck? Four runs, second inning is the difference. Daytona rallying on three hits. 0-2 toss. Shams takes a touch low. One ball, two strikes. Now we're playing a bit earlier tonight because we're playing much earlier tomorrow. 11 a.m. first pitch. Pitch to Nick, misses up and away. Two balls, two strikes. We'll play at 11 a.m. tomorrow before returning to a more normal schedule for the rest of the week. 2-2. Deschamps swings and misses on the slider. He was way out in front of it, and Montero strikes him out for his third punch out tonight.
Shortstop number nine, Tucker Thoman.
Here's Tucker Thoman. Daytona 4, Blue Jays 1. Bottom 4. First pitch from Montero is lined foul. Third base side, and it's 0-1. Thoman grounded out to the first baseman Pino in the first. Thoman in a slightly open stance. Waits on the 0-1 pitch. He swings and fouls it straight back. Ball bounces off the backstop, almost over the net. 0-2. Thoman with bright red batting gloves. With his blue and white home jersey. 0-2 toss. Thoman checks his swing on a high fastball. He didn't go. Fastball at 94. Some good stuff for Montero. That fastball will play at the upper levels. The 1-2. Thoman waves and misses. Speaking of the heater, another 94-mile-an-hour fastball from Montero sets down Thoman.
Number 27, Jayuni Munoz.
Here's Jayuni Munoz. Munoz 0-for-1 with a swinging strikeout. Righty on righty, first pitch, a rip and a miss. Oh, Montero really leaning on this heater here in this fourth. Got that strikeout against Deschamps with the slider. 0-1. That was the changeup, and it misses low and in. One ball, one strike. Looking at the numbers on Montero's fastballs, now granted, these are numbers that don't include home starts. 1-1, a swing and a miss from Munoz. One ball, two strikes. Over at Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Daytona, they don't have StatCast like they do in other ballparks. 1-2, Munoz takes inside, two balls, two strikes. Montero's fastball in terms of swing and miss has not really been super effective, especially the four-seam fastball. Opponents have only swung and missed at that about 12% of the time. 2-2. Munoz hit with the pitch. The fastball ran inside, grazed him near the knee, but he trots on down to first base just fine. Blue Jays have a two-out base runner.
Designated hitter, number 46, Daniel Perez.
There's Daniel Perez. Blue Jays' eighth batter. Gets a crack at it with two outs in the bottom of the fourth. Blue Jays trailing 4-1. First pitch to Daniel. Called strike. On a slider in the upper half of the zone. It's 0-1. Perez 0-for-1 with a ground out to the third baseman Cabrera, who is playing more at short than he was third base. 0-1. Daniel takes outside. 1-1. Cabrera came up as a shortstop, at least early in his career, signed as a shortstop, so it makes sense that he looks comfortable at that position. 1-1. Perez swings through a slider. And it's 1-2. Cabrera had to range up the middle, dove near the second base bag to take a hit away from Perez. In front of Stafura, the shortstop. 1-2. Perez taps it foul. He stays alive. Still 1-2. Dark navy blue clouds overhead beyond the left field wall. They don't exactly look like rain clouds, at least we hope. 1-2 misses up. Snap throw down to first. Munoz is picked off. And the Blue Jays are introduced to the outstanding defense of Connor Burns behind the plate. He burns Munoz, and the Blue Jays go down in the minimum. In the bottom of the fourth, to the fifth we go. 4-1 Daytona. Score holds on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Top of the fifth, and Daytona leads the Jays 4-1 in the series opener this week. First pitch to Johnny Scanio is a called strike, and it's 0-1. Jorge Bautista back out there, and why not? He has been strong. His last two innings, 0-1. Scanio lines it into left, right at Robert Robertis. He takes a step in and makes the catch. It's an F7 for out number one.
Shortstop, number three, Sammy Stafura.
Here's Sammy Stafura. Reds' number 15 prospect on the pipeline list. Waits on the first pitch, and he swings through it. High fastball makes it 0-1. Daytona leads 4-1, top of the fifth. 0-1. Stafura takes a called strike on a cutter. Lower half of the zone. 0-2. Stafura signed out of a Clemson commitment when the Reds drafted him in the second round last year. Signed for an overslot bonus. 0-2. Stafura takes high. One ball, two strikes. Stafura has been really strong on the road. Granted, a small sample size. 1-2 pitch. A slider yanked. Missed low and away. Not close. Two balls, two strikes. Coming into this road game, Stafura 9 for 18. He's 1 for 2 today, so that trend continues. 2-2. Stafura jumps out of the way as a slider misses in. Three balls, two strikes. It's full. Stafura in a wide set stance from the right side. Waits on the payoff. He grounds it the opposite way through the hole on the right side into right. And Sammy Stafura has a two-hit ball game. It's a one-out single to bring up Ricardo Cabrera.
Third baseman, number 29, Ricardo Cabrera.
Cabrera 1-for-2 today. Singled in the second, drove in two, but then he was caught in a rundown to end the inning. Right-hander on right-hander. Bautista delivers. Runner goes. Swing and a miss. Throw down. Is offline. But they're going to call batter's interference. Stafura is out. And Cabrera's looking to the third base dugout with his palms up as if to say, hey, what the heck? No, it's not Stafura out. It's Cabrera who's out. Manager Julio Murillo.
Now batting number 38, Mario Almonte.
Gets the explanation from Tyler Green. Didn't seem too upset. So Cabrera is out. Stafura remains at first. And here's Almonte with two down. Throw over to first is late. Not a play you see very often there. The pitch is a called strike. It's 0-1 on Almonte, who's 0-for-2 with two hard groundouts to the second baseman, Beltre. 0-1 is popped up. High in the air, shallow left, long run for Obertis. He can't get it. It drops. Stafura rounds third, and he scores without a throw. That ball got popped up into the wind. Robertis was shifted too far to center to come and get it.
Catcher number 14,
and the Tortugas add on to their lead. It's now 5-1. And that just stings if you're a Jorge Bautista. It's an RBI single for Almonte. First pitch to Burns. Misses low and in, ball one. Stafura scoring from first. And for any young baseball players tuned in, that's the importance of running hard with two outs with a ball in play. 1-0, called strike. Just at the knees, it's 1-1. Because if Stafura isn't running hard there, he probably doesn't score. But instead, because he knew that ball could potentially drop, he scores from first. Now it's a four-run lead. Pitch. Line drive into right center. Munoz over, and he overruns it. Sails over his head. Almonte heading around third. The throw to the plate from Beltre is high. Deschamps can't bring it down. It's late. Almonte is safe. And it's an RBI double for Connor Burns. The lead is now 5. It's 6-1 in the fifth.
Number 40, your lead, Confidant.
frustration continues for the Jays. That ball took off in the wind. It looked like Munoz had a play. So Confidant gets a chance with two outs. First pitch. Confidant takes high, ball one. Bautista reads the sign from Deschamps. The throw. Misses outside. Two balls, no strikes. No throwing quite yet out in the Blue Jays bullpen, but this should be Bautista's final inning of work at 81 pitches now. He delivers, and Confidant takes a called strike. 2-1. Well, this is a Daytona team that has most of its offense come from homers. 2-1. Confidant with a big rip and a miss. Two balls, two strikes. But today they've gone station to station. Singles and doubles. And as a result, they lead 6-1. Top of the fifth. The 2-2 from Bautista. He turns, and they've got Burns picked off. Throw to third. He's tagged out. And that ends the inning. But not before two more runs come in to score. An RBI double from Almonte and an RBI single from Almonte and an RBI double from Burns makes it 6-1 as we head to the bottom of the fifth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Blue Jays lineup now with even more work to do as Daytona tacks on two more runs to its lead. They lead 6-1. And now a new hurler is on. It's Jonah Herney. A lefty takes over for the righty, Jose Montero. And the first pitch to Daniel Perez is a called strike. It's a lefty-on-lefty matchup here. Montero exits after four innings, four strikeouts, and one earned run. 0-1 to Perez. He takes a called strike. The upper outside edge. Quickly 0-2. Herney with a 5.46 ERA. This is his 12th appearance of the year. He's thrown 28 innings. He delivers and gets a called strike three. Perez can't believe it. Shakes his head at the call. Not made by Tyler Green, but the computer.
Left fielder.
Perez is out number one. Robert Robertis. Back-to-back lefties in the Jays order. Starts off Herney's day. First pitch. called strike, and it's 0-1. Ernie attended Virginia Tech, signed by the Reds earlier this year. 0-1. Hopper passed the mound to the shortstop, Stafura. He fields and sidearms to first in time, and Robertis grounds out for out number two. So here's Victor Arias for the first time today.
Center fielder, number 47, Victor Arias.
Three straight lefties for Herney. So Julio Murillo, the manager for Daytona, may be playing a little bit of matchups going to the southpaw Herney. First pitch. Misses off the outside corner, ball one. Blue Jays trail 6-1, bottom five. Arias now into the ball game for Gene Joseph, who appeared to tweak his left leg on a swing. 1-0, called strike. It's 1-1. So now of the Blue Jays, nine in the lineup, six are lefties. The 1-1. Arias chops it foul, first base side, and it's 1-2. You might be wondering, okay, how do the Blue Jays fare against lefties? The answer earlier in the season was not great, and now it's improved, and time is called. It's a pitch timer violation on Arias. He's called out as he wasn't attentive to the pitcher, Herney. So Herney comes into the game and works at 1-2-3. We go to the sixth. Blue Jays trail 6-1 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Valley Live. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
So Blue Jays starter Jorge Bautista's day is done after five innings and six runs. And Juanmi Vasquez takes over. The long relieving southpaw comes into this one with a 3.38 ERA. His first pitch to Confidon is a called strike on a slow curveball at 69 miles an hour. It's 0-1. Wind in the pitch. Confidant swings at that slow curveball and lines it into right for a base knock. So Confidant rips a leadoff single, his first hit today. He's now 1-for-3. Gives his first base coach a playful shove. Osman Melendez over there. And here's Malvin Valdez. Valdez 0-for-2. A strikeout and a groundout against Bautista. First pitch from Vasquez. Sails high, ball one. Final line on Bautista. Five innings, seven hits, six runs. Only three were earned, though. Vasquez steps and throws over to first. It's late. One walk, two strikeouts. Now, despite three of those runs being unearned, certainly a frustrating start for Bautista. Has really fallen victim to some bad weather. Throw over to first. They've got Confidant picked off. Throw to second now. He's out. second time a Tortuga's been picked off tonight. And Confidant erases his own leadoff single. He's out number one. So it's 1-0 on Valdez. Vasquez back to the wind. He throws and misses outside. Two balls, no strikes. Going back to Bautista, he's had to pitch in some adverse conditions at TD Ballpark. 2-0. Valdez takes low and in. Three balls, no strikes. If you've joined us throughout the season, you know that when the wind is blowing out, especially to right, it is not a good time to be a pitcher. 3-0. Splits the plate, taken for a called strike, and it's 3-1. And it just seems like, especially Bautista's first outing, and now today, the wind has been howling. 3-1. Called strike on the inside edge. Now it's full, 3-2. Blue Jays trail 6-1, top of the sixth. Payoff. Valdez swings and misses. Strike three. Vasquez picks up his first punch out, and there's two down. There's
now
Jack Moss.
Number 12, Jack Moss.
Moss 1-for-2. With an RBI single in the second. First pitch to him, called strike, and it's 0-1. Tortuga's rallied for four runs in that second inning. Added two more in the fifth. 0-1. Moss pops it high in the air to center. Sends Arias back. He's under it. Makes a two-handed catch. And the inning is over. Vasquez faces the minimum after allowing a leadoff single to Confidant. He picks him off and retires the next two. To the bottom half of the sixth we go. Blue Jays trail at 6-1 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Cade Doty leads off the bottom of the sixth inning as the Blue Jays are down 6-1 to Daytona in the series opener between these two clubs this year. They'll play 12 games, six here in Dunedin and six over in Daytona. First pitch to Doty misses outside from Jonah Herney. Back out for his second inning of work after setting the Jays down 1-2-3 in the fifth. Doty's had a good day. His first rehab game back with the Jays. 1-0. Rip and a miss. A change up, center cut. One ball, one strike. Doty responsible for the Jays' only run today. Solo homer in the first, and then he walked in the third. Jays squandered a bases loaded opportunity in that third. 1-1. Misses low and away. Two balls, one strike. Doty coming off a shoulder injury that he suffered in the offseason. Opened the season rehabbing with the Jays, then had a bit of a setback. I didn't play for a few months. Started his rehab back with FCL. Now in the lineup for a second straight day, and now with the DJs. 2-1. Doty with the bouncing ball to short. Stafura charges, gloves, throws to first, low, and Pino can't scoop it. Doty is safe. The ball trickles away towards second base. Blue Jays have the leadoff man on in the sixth.
First baseman, number 34, Christian Feliz.
There's Christian Feliz. In all likelihood, probably an error there on Stafura. It is indeed E6, throwing error. And here's Christian Feliz with the wind blowing out to right. A fearsome sight for opponents. Blue Jays down 6-1. First offer, Feliz with a check swing foul ball in off the hands. You can tell he's a little frustrated with himself, and it's 0-1. Feliz ripped a single off the wall in the third on a ball that wasn't clearly going to drop. 0-1, called strike, and it's 0-2. Blue Jays had men on first and second during that single, so Arias had to hold up at second to make sure that ball dropped. And as a result, everybody else had to slow down. 0-2. Feliz takes outside. One ball, two strikes. Breath and the 1-2. Feliz swings and misses strike three. A slider down and outside. And Feliz is punched out for the second time tonight. He's out number one.
Manuel Beltre.
Manny Beltre comes to the plate now. Beltre walked in the first, rolled into a 5-4-3 double play in the third. With those bases loaded, first pitch. It's a called strike as the fastball paints the inside black, and it's 0-1. Manny was a little bit disappointed he didn't homer on Father's Day like he did for his mom on American Mother's Day and Dominican Mother's Day. 0-1, misses in the dirt, knocked down by Burns. Keeps Doty over at first. One ball, one strike. Now, in case you're wondering, Dominican Father's Day on July 28th. So mark that date on your calendar. 1-1. Beltre with a comebacker. It lines off Hurley towards first. He gets to it, flips to first, in time to get Beltre by a step. What a recovery from Jonah Herney.
Number 31, Nick Deschamps.
Wasn't a hard liner. Just off 68 miles an hour off Beltre's bat. But it's a 1-3 put out for out number two. Doty up to second. It's up to Nick Deschamps to get him home. Lefty on lefty, first pitch. Called strike, and it's 0-1. Blue Jays trail it 6-1. Bottom six. Jays' offense has slowed down a little bit over the last few games after they scored 10 runs on Friday night against Bradenton. 0-1. Shams chops it foul. Right to Jose Mayorga, Blue Jays skipper. Snags it barehanded. Easy work for him. Made it look easy at least. It's 0-2. Blue Jays on Sunday were no hit through six. Only scored one run on Saturday. Here's the 0-2. Shams takes low and away. One ball, two strikes. Looks like Deschamps might have a relative in attendance. And there's somebody down in the seating bowl wearing a Blue Jays Deschamps 31 jersey. Either a family member or just a super fan. 1-2 pitch, a rip and a miss. That's strike three. Deschamps strikes out swinging to end the inning. Blue Jays get a leadoff base runner as Cade Doty reaches on an error, but that's all. We go to the seventh. Daytona leads 6-1 over the Jays on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Valley Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
Leading off the top of the seventh inning for Daytona, number 44, Yasiel Pino.
To the seventh inning we go. Blue Jays trail at 6-1. First game of six this week between the Jays and Daytona. First pitch to Yasiel Pino misses up. And it's 1-0. Juanmi Vasquez back out for the seventh after facing the minimum in the sixth. Worked around a leadoff single. 1-0. Pino fouls it straight back into the net. Off the top of the net and into the seats. Rolls right to an unsuspecting fan. 1-1. Pino way out in front of a changeup. Swings and misses. It's 1-2. Wind still whipping out to right field. Clouds flying overhead. As the 1-2 from Vasquez flies home. The pitch is roped down the left field line, hooking foul. Pino hit it well. Just a little bit out in front of a changeup at 82 on the gun. 1-2. Pino, a native of Cuba, but attended South Miami High School. The pitch misses low and in, jumps out of the way. Two balls, two strikes. Pino was drafted by the Reds in 2019 in the now defunct 29th round. 2-2. Misses high and outside. Runs it full. 3-2. Pino, 22 years old. Waits on the payoff pitch, and he pops it up. On the infield, first base side, Christian Feliz says, "I've got it," and he does. Makes the catch, one down. Base is empty for Johnny Ascanio.
Second baseman, number 13, Johnny Ascanio.
Ascanio, 1-for-2 with an RBI double. That was in the second. Left-handed thrower, right-handed batter. First pitch drops in there for a called strike. Well-located changeup, and it's 0-1. A big day in the Blue Jays world today, especially if you're a prospect follower. 0-1 popped up out of play. It's 0-2. Orelvis Martinez, Blue Jays top position player prospect, promoted to the big leagues. 0-2. Ascanio with a swing and a foul tip off home plate umpire Tyler Green. And Nick Deschamps with a quick recovery to snag Green, make sure he didn't fall over. Luke Green, the trainer, will come out to give him a look. Oh. What a reaction from Deschamps. Quick reaction time to wrap Green up. Looks like he's all right. Having a laugh about it now with Luke. And Robert Bonet gets a nice ovation. So it's 0-2 on Ascanio. As as Green takes a moment, pops his mask back on, climbs back behind home plate. 0-2 from Wanmi. Ascanio takes outside. One ball, two strikes. So on Aurelvis Martinez, the 2021 Dunedin Blue Jay, will keep an eye on the big league score tonight. 1-2. Fouled back over our heads, out of play. If we had a foul ball into the booth, I don't think Nick Deschamps could save us. Still 1-2. Pitch misses down and away. Two balls, two strikes. Looking at the box score of the big league game. 2-2. Ascanio lines it through the left side for a base hit. One out single for Ascanio. Takes a big round at first and stops. Brings up Sammy Stafura. Sammy Stafura. What a name. I think that's the most unique name that we've seen this season. Right up there with Clearwater's Avery Owusu-Asiedu. First pitch from Vasquez, a swing and a miss on a fastball. It's 0-1. For the record, Aurelvis Martinez not in the lineup tonight. Spencer Horowitz is, who was also a recent promotion. Blue Jays lead 2-1 over the Red Sox in the second. Blue Jays trail 6-1 here in Dunedin to Daytona. 0-1 misses in. One ball, one strike. Stafura, the native of New York, waits on the 1-1 and takes outside. Two balls, one strike. Talking to Brendan Mentz, the voice of the Daytona Tortugas, before the game about Stafura. Stafura really, really struggled in his pro debut in the Arizona Complex League after the draft last year. 2-1 from Wanmi. His flied foul, first base side. Two balls, two strikes. And Mentz said that Stafura just said, hey, you know, it's still an adjustment, even though it's rookie ball, going from facing high school pitching in New York to pro ball, even though it's rookie ball, that's a huge, huge jump. 2-2. Stafura swings and misses, strike three. Vasquez sets him down for out number two.
Third baseman, number 29, Ricardo Cabrera.
Here's Ricardo Cabrera. And I think that's something that a lot of fans, maybe not people in baseball, but fans forget with these young players. Throw over to first from Vasquez. Ascanio is back in standing. No slide. No tag from Feliz. It just takes time for a lot of guys. There goes the runner. Pitch misses in. Throw down from Deschamps is late. Ascanio in with a stolen base. So there's a man in scoring position for Cabrera. As the Tortugas look to tack on to their 6-1 lead in the seventh. You can't help but think of the example of a guy like Max Clark for the Lakeland Flying Tigers earlier this year. I'm talking about slow starts. 1-0. Cabrera takes a breaking ball just upstairs. Two balls, no strikes. But Clark got off to a really slow start in the first week and a half. It wasn't even that big of a sample size, but he struggled. We saw it here. 2-0. Swinging a foul back. Two balls, one strike on Cabrera, who's 1-for-3 today. And it seemed like Tigers Twitter, Tigers fans, were just having a meltdown. Right, Clark, their top prospect, really high-profile guy, one of the best young prospects in all of baseball. But give it some time, and now he's found his form here in June. 2-1, Tapper to second base. Beltre charges, gloves, throws to first in time. And the inning is over. Juan B. Vasquez tosses up another zero on the line. Score. Score remains. Tortugas 6, Jays 1. Time to stretch on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Valley Live. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Blue Jays need a late rally as we're all stretched out at TD Ballpark. DJs trail 6-1 to Daytona. First pitch to Tucker Thoman from Jonah Herney misses in. Ball one. Herney back out for his third inning of work after taking over for Jose Montero, who went four innings and allowed one earned run on a solo homer in the first. 1-0. Thoman bounces it foul behind home plate. One ball, one strike. This is a Daytona pitching staff that leads the league in ERA. They have for most of the season. 1-1. Thoman takes outside. 2-1. Coming into today's action with a 3-4-1 ERA. Ahead of Palm Beach by a few ticks, and then well ahead of everybody else. 2-1. Thoman slaps it the opposite way. It drops. Could be extra bases into the corner. Confidant over to fetch it. Thoman motoring into second. He's in standing with a leadoff double. Nice piece of hitting there from Tucker Thoman. Got a fastball, lower half of the zone towards the outside edge. And took that ball where it was pitched. Blue Jays with a man in scoring position ahead of Jeyuni Munoz. Munoz 0-for-1 with a swinging strikeout and a hit by pitch. As the wind gusts. First pitch. Misses low and in. Ball one. It has been a breezy ball game. Herney from the third base side of the rubber deals. And Munoz takes down in the dirt. Two balls, no strikes. You know, oftentimes at this level, there's a large disparity between a team's starting staff and the bullpen, or maybe even vice versa. For Daytona, there's not a huge gap. 2-0, Munoz takes up. Three balls, no strikes. Daytona's bullpen ERA, 3.75. That's third best in the league. Whereas their starters, 3.01 ERA. 3-0. Munoz takes all the way, takes inside. It's ball four. Blue Jays have a little something brewing. Two on, no out. And here's Daniel Perez.
Designated hitter number 46, Daniel Perez.
Blue Jays trail at 6-1, bottom seven. Lefty on lefty for Daniel. He's 0-2 with a strikeout. Pitch. Misses low and away. Ball one. And now time called, and Connor Burns wants to talk things over with Herney. We saw Burns back pick Munoz over at first base in the fourth inning. But you read the scouting reports on Burns, and there are just rave reviews on his defense, his management of pitching. He's the type of guy that could fly through a system just based on his defense behind the plate alone. It's 1-0 on Perez. The meeting is over. Toman off second. Munoz off first. He's not being held. The pitch. Misses low and away, way outside. Nice stop by Burns to keep it in front. Two balls, no strikes. As our crowd mic goes to sleep for a moment. A 2-0. Perez taps it foul. Third base side. It's 2-1. Big spot for this Blue Jays team. If you want to come back down by five late, this feels like an opportunity that you can't exactly squander. Herney behind 2-1. He sets and deals and misses low and away. Backhanded stop from Burns. And now it's 3-1. Hitters count here for Perez. See if he gets something to hit. 3-1. Bouncing ball foul, first base side. And now it's full, 3-2. Crowd mic comes back just in time to get a large gust of wind. Hasn't scared away any of the young crowd that we've got on hand. Little league teams from far and wide. Payoff pitch. Perez pops it up. Shallow center. Stafura out. Left fielder Confidon in. He makes a running catch. And Perez pops out for out number one.
Left fielder number 43, Robert Robertis.
Here's Robert Robertis. Left-handed batter, left-handed thrower, frequent matchup with Herney in the ballgame as lefty-heavy Blue Jays lineup. You'd think on a night like tonight, wind whipping out to right might be conducive to some extra base hits, but hasn't really been the case. Blue Jays trail 6-1, bottom seven. First pitch, fisted on the ground towards second. Ascanio charges, gloves, throws quickly to first in time.
Center fielder, number 47, Victor Arias.
That was Ascanio's only play. Everybody else moves up 90 feet. Toman to third, Munoz up to second. And Victor Arias will climb in. Arias trying to deliver here for this Jays team, trying to get back in the ball game. First pitch, called strike, and it's 0-1. Big haul on the left side for Arias. It was 0-1 with a looking strikeout thanks to the timer. 0-1 is popped up, first base side, out of play. It's 0-2. And a foot race ensues between the Little League team and all powder blue. Hurry, who's going to get it? Looks like somebody got injured. slapped their hand on a seat or something. Great camera work by our crew to capture that. It's 0-2 on Arias. The pitch is a bouncer foul, first base side. We'll do it again. Various singles here. It's probably a two-run game. Or three-run game, rather. Cuts the lead in half. Blue Jays trying not to squander a late opportunity, trailing 6-1. 0-2. Arias with a bouncer foul on the first base side again. We'll do it over. Arias had a huge night on Friday, 8 RBIs. Drove in 8 of the Blue Jays, 10 runs, the most since Aurelvis Martinez had 9 in 2021. Has a chance for 2 RBIs here. Men on second and third, another 0-2, misses low and away. 1-2. Arias came into this ball game, team leader in average at 270. Up there in RBIs with 26 of them. The 1-2 offer from Herney. Arias lines it shallow center. Valdez can't get it. Drops for a hit. Toman in from third, and Munoz gets the stop sign behind him. But it's an RBI single for Victor Arias. Blue Jays get a run. It's now 6-2, and the inning is extended for Cade Doty.
Third baseman, number 8, Cade Doty.
And on the corners for Cade, went the opposite way with the wind into right for a solo homer in the first. Reached on an error his last time in the sixth. Also walked in the third, and time is called just before the first pitch to Doty. Willie Blair, the pitching coach, comes out. Willie Blair, the former big league arm. Pitched over 1,000 big league innings in 12 seasons. 5.04 ERA across his career. Maybe going over the scouting report on Doty here. Doty, the former LSU Tiger. It almost feels unnatural to say LSU Tiger or Tigers without the Bayou accent, the Coach O voice. Tigers. First pitch to Doty. Misses low, ball one. Blue Jays trying to scratch and claw their way back into this game. Trailing 6-2, bottom 7. Munoz on third. Arias over at first. He's a threat to run. Being held on over there by Pino. The pitch. Doty takes a called strike on the back door. Well-located curve there. 1-1. Doty was a big part of the Vancouver Canadiens championship team last year. 1-1. Swing and a foul tip. Off Connor Burns. The catcher. It's 1-2. Herney trying to limit the damage to just one in the bottom of the 7th. He sets at the belt and delivers the 1-2. Doty takes outside. Not close. 2-2. Well, we've talked about how Doty's plate discipline, at least in the times that we've seen him, back in April and now here in June, has been on point. The 2-2 offer from Herney on the way. Doty takes called strike 3, and he can't believe it. Just barely touched the high outside edge, and the inning is over. The Blue Jays do get one run, though, on an RBI single from Victor Arias. Our new score Daytona 6, Blue Jays 2 as we head to the 8th on the Dundee Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Jordan Powell has entered the ball game, the knuckleballing right-hander, trying to keep the score right where it is. Daytona 6, Blue Jays 2 at the top of the 8th.
Right fielder, Ariel Almonte.
Ariel Almonte leads it off. Almonte leads the league in homers. And if you want to get into metrics, ISO power. First pitch. Almonte takes outside, ball one. That was a fastball at 86 from Powell. ISO power, in case you're wondering, is a stat that is calculated like batting average. 1-0 misses in. Two balls, no strikes. But it only counts extra base hits. So how often a batter hits for power? 2-0, swing and a foul back. Almonte with a big hack there. Two balls, one strike. Powell's ERA coming into this outing, 12-2-7. 11 appearances, 11 innings. The pitch, knuckleball, misses outside just barely. It's 3-1. Almonte waits on the 3-1. Breaks his bat. Oh, my goodness. Barrel over Powell to the shortstop, Tolman. He throws to first in time. Oh, my goodness gracious. One of the scariest plays you'll ever see. Jordan Powell with a barrel just past his face. And Tucker Tolman made an outstanding barehanded play to retire Almonte, but that might not even be the most impressive part of that play. Powell behind the mound, catching his breath. His heart probably returning from his throat. Oh, wow. First pitch to Connor Burns. Misses low and away, ball one. I mean, how can that not rattle you? That ball completely cut through Almonte's bat. It ran in on the hands, sliced the barrel in half, and it went right back out towards the mound. Pitch to Burns, misses low and away. Two balls, no strikes. Just glad everybody's all right. Blue Jays trail 6-2, top of the 8th. The pitch. Burns grounds it to shortstop. A little more routine this time. Tolman fields it cleanly. Throws to first in time. Back-to-back, but very different 6-3 putouts for the first two outs of the 8th.
Left fielder, number 40, Yerlin Confidant.
Here's Yerlin Confidant. Confidant singled his last time in the sixth, reached on an error, and then scored in the second. First pitch, he takes inside, ball one. Powell has been more effective lately. We read you his ERA. 1-0 pitch is fouled off over our heads. One ball, one strike. Powell in his last outing threw a scoreless inning. Worked around two walks. He's thrown two scoreless in his last two. 1-1 check swing from Confidant. He went. According to Robert Bonet. One ball, two strikes. Confidant calls time. Powell knocking on the door of a 1-2-3 inning. He deals, and Confidant takes low and in. 2 balls, two strikes. Powell yet to work a 1-2-3 inning. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Jordan Powell in the eighth, two ground outs, a strikeout, and one barrel dodged, and one scoreless frame. We go to the bottom of the eighth. Score remains 6-2. Daytona on top of the DJs on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Your Blue Jays continue their series.
Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Leading off the bottom of the eighth inning for the Blue Jays, number 34.
Simon Miller takes over for Daytona as they lead at 6-2 in the bottom of the eighth. Comes on for Jonah Herney, who worked three innings of relief for Jose Montero. Blue Jays down 6-2, and Christian Feliz opens the eighth. First pitch is a called strike, and it's 0-1. So last half inning, we talked about ISO power in relation to Ariel Almonte, who nearly took off Jordan Powell's head, by the way. Feliz grounds at second base. Ascanio charges, underhand flips to first in time. There's one down.
Second baseman, number one, Manuel Beltre.
Here's Manuel Beltre. But talking about Almonte's ISO power stat, that leads the league. Feliz not far behind with his just over 204. Fourth in the league. First pitch to Beltre, a rip and a miss, and it's 0-1. Lights have taken full effect now at TD Ballpark. A little bit later in the game as usual, or than normal. 0-1, a check swing and a miss. It's 0-2. Beltre chased a cutter there. Numbers on Miller this year, 2.95 ERA in 14 outings, He's their closer, 5 of 6 in saves. 0-2, a swing and a miss, strike 3. Went to the cutter downstairs, 2 up, 2 down for Miller. Here's the Shams.
Catcher, number 31, Nick DeShare.
Get to the final totals on Herney. It's good out of the bullpen for Daytona. 3 innings, 2 hits, 1 earned run. 1 walk, 5 strikeouts. First pitch to Nick, misses up, ball 1. Herney did a nice job preserving this lead. It's 6-2 in the bottom of the 8th. The pitch. Shams watches a fastball miss up. 2 balls, no strikes. It is now completely overcast here at TD Ballpark. After it started, bright and sunny. 2-0. Deshaub swings and misses on a cutter. Miller throws that cutter a fair amount. 2 balls, 1 strike. Deshaub's in an upright stance, waves the bat around, and takes down and away. 3 balls, 1 strike. Miller from the stretch at all times. Deals. And Deshaub's takes in on the hands, but it's a strike. Runs it full, 3-2. I think I just overheard a fan say, I don't know about this umpire. Little does he know. Payoff pitch. Deshaub's fouls it off his front ankle. We'll do it over. Had the chance to ask Nick before the game what he thought of the robotic zone, the automatic balls and strikes system, the full ABS, as it's often referred to. And he didn't mince words. He said it stinks. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. That's strike 3. Miller works a 1-2-3 bottom of the 8th against 3-4-5 in the Jays' order. We're on to the 9th. Blue Jays trail by 4. It's 6-2 Daytona in the series opener on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. It's the top of the ninth at TD Ballpark. Blue Jays trail at 6-2. And the first pitch from Jordan Powell to Malvin Valdez is taken for a called strike. It's 0-1. Powell out for his second inning of work. He's earned it. 0-1. Misses in. 1 ball, 1 strike. As Powell worked a 1-2-3 eighth, his first this season. His first 1-2-3 inning, that would be. 1-1. Misses low and away. 2 balls, 1 strike.
Now playing third base for the Blue Jays, number 11, Adrian Meza.
Well, you heard it over the PA system just now. Adrian Meza in for Cade Doty at third. 2-1, misses up and in. 3 balls and 1 strike. We'll be back at it tomorrow. set your alarms because we're going to play at 11 a.m. 3-1. Valdez takes upstairs, ball four. So it's a leadoff walk for Malvin Valdez. Man aboard for Jack Moss. As Daytona looks for a little bit more cushion, they lead 6-2.
Jack Moss.
Moss 1-for-3 at an RBI single. It's part of the big inning in this game, a four-run second for the Tortugas. First pitch to Moss, paints the outside corner, called strike. And it's 0-1, fastball at 88 there. Powell's mixed in that heater a little bit more as the season has gone along. Probably back to the knuckler here. The pitch is a knuckleball, and it misses outside. 1-1. Powell's had a wild season. Signed by the Blue Jays back in January. Went through his first spring training. 1-1. Moss swings and misses. And Deschamps pump fakes. Keeps Valdez over at first. It's 1-2. And Powell didn't open the season on the Jays roster, but added in April. He's been with the team pretty much all year. 1-2. Moss slaps it into shallow left. It drops foul. Still 1-2. Powell's had to deal with some fingernail issues, he said, initially working on that knuckleball, and so he couldn't put as much velo on it, but now it's a little bit harder and harder to hit. 1-2. Fastball fouled off. Still 1-2. Toman playing up the middle. Mazo over at third. Well off the line. 1-2, runner goes. Pitch misses outside. Throw from Deschamps is a little bit offline. Was just short. Not a bad throw in terms of accuracy. But Valdez swipes second base, and there's a man in scoring position for Moss now. 2-2. Moss had a really impressive AB before that single. The pitch misses low and in. On the knuckler, it's full, 3-2. Moss with light blue Nike cleats to match the accents on the jersey. Payoff pitch. Thought about going around, but he takes outside for ball four. Back-to-back walks issued by Powell to open the ninth. Two on, no outs for Yasiel Pino.
First baseman, number 44, Yasiel Pino.
And Deschamps wants to talk things over. Tucker Toman also sprints in from short. Quick word of encouragement. Daytona trying to break this game open. They lead by four, 6-2, top of the ninth. Under the lights at TD Ballpark, under an overcast sky. Clouds moving fast overhead. Righty on righty, first pitch to Pino is popped up. On the infield, right side, Powell sprints out of the way, gives way for Feliz, and the big first baseman puts a squeeze on it for out number one. Here's Johnny Ascanio.
Second baseman, number 13, Johnny Ascanio.
Ascanio 2-for-3 in the 9 spot. And anytime you get that type of production out of your 9 batter, got to be happy about it. Ascanio with an RBI knock back in the first. The pitch. Flight into center. Arias freezes, now moves back, now comes in and makes the catch. He throws it to third base. Meza drops to an E to field. Everybody stays put, and just like that, there's two down.
Shortstop number 3, Sammy Stafura.
Here's Sammy Stafura. Arias had to kind of do the hokey pokey out in center for that catch. It's been that type of night as an outfielder. Right-hander on right-hander, and the first pitch from Powell. On the way. Knuckleball dives outside, ball one. Some big news in baseball today. It was announced by Major League Baseball that AAA will go to an all-ABS challenge system. Now, we've been talking about ABS throughout the night. 1-0. Stafura fouls it straight back. Timed up the fastball there. One ball, one strike. But in the reporting on that story, folks say it points that Major League Baseball would go in that direction if ABS system were to be used in the big leagues. 1-1 misses inside. Two balls, one strike. So for those unfamiliar, or maybe your first time watching with any ABS, tonight, the first half of weeks, it's all automatic balls and strikes. 2-1, knuckleball lined into right. Munoz comes in, makes the catch, and that ends the inning. Maybe more on ABS when we come back. Last chance for the Blue Jays coming up after a short break. They need 4 to tie it and 5 to win it in the bottom of the ninth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network in Valley Live. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Blue Jays in need of a bottom of the ninth rally. They trail 6-2 in the first game of six this week between the DJs and Daytona. Blue Jays will have to get it done, or at least start it, against Simon Miller, the Tortugas closer. He'll face 6-7-8 to open the inning, and the first pitch to Tucker Thoman is a fastball called strike, and it's 0-1. So to pick up where we left off on the ABS discussion, as Miller sets and deals, Thoman checks a swing, takes a called strike on the outside corner. It's 0-2. As it stands right now in the Florida State League and AAA until next week, first half of the week is all automatic balls and strikes. So the zone is determined by a computer, which is then relayed to Tyler Green, home plate umpire behind home plate, at least in our case tonight. And then that's the zone. 0-2, Thoman fouls it off. Third base side. We'll do it again. But then on the weekends, each team has three challenges to the human umpire zone. And then it's overturned to the computer. 0-2 again. Thoman swings and misses. Strike three. He's out number one in the bottom of the ninth. Makes Thoman 1-for-4 with a double.
Right fielder, number 27, Jeyuni Munoz.
Here's Jeyuni Munoz. Blue Jays trail 6-2, bottom nine. So what's significant about that news coming out that AAA is going to be using all challenge system. First pitch to Munoz, bounced foul. It's 0-1. Major League Baseball has gotten the feedback from players and fans that they like the challenge system much more. So if they're going to use that product in the big leagues, it would be that, the challenge system. 0-1 misses down and outside. One ball, one strike. And relating it back to this level, the players much prefer the challenge system to the ABS all computer zone. 1-1. Munoz chases a cutter downstairs. It's 1-2. Blue Jays in danger of a third straight loss after dropping the final two games against Bradenton. Miller sets and deals. Munoz swings and misses on a cutter in the dirt. Burns picks it up, throws to first in time, and the Blue Jays are down to their final out. It's four straight punch-outs from Simon Miller.
Designated hitter, number 46, Daniel Perez.
It's up to Daniel Perez to keep this game going. Blue Jays down 6-2. Perez 0 for 3. First pitch to him. He takes outside, ball one. Maybe it joined us a little bit late today, thinking that we started a little bit later. Pitch to Perez, called strike. It's 1-1. Good news is you don't have to wait much longer for our next game. We'll get started at 11 a.m. sharp tomorrow. 10:45 a.m. pregame show. 1-1 misses up. Two balls, one strike. Blue Jays will send Jerron Watts Brown to the mound. 2-1. Perez with a swing and a miss over a cutter. Two balls, two strikes. Daytona will send Brian Edgington out. Should be a good pitching matchup. Task at hand, though, the Blue Jays down to their final strike. Miller sets and deals home. Perez takes just low and away. The cutter missed. It's full 3-2. Robert Robertis waits on deck should we get there. Miller trying to slam the door right here. Payoff pitch to Perez. Misses low and in, ball four. Blue Jays have a two-out base runner in the bottom of the ninth.
Left fielder, number 43, Robertis.
So Robertis climbs in 0 for 3 with three ground outs, two of them to second, one to short. Blue Jays trail by four, 6-2, last of the ninth, first pitch. Robertis takes a blazing fastball for a called strike. It's 0-1. Really quick arm speed from Miller makes those fastballs look a little bit harder than they actually are. 0-1. Fastball again. Misses low. One ball, one strike. Daytona knocking on the door of its 17th road win this year. And they've been better on the road than they have been at home. 1-1. Robertis chases a cutter in the dirt. It's 1-2. Perez takes second base uncontested. But Daytona, coming into action tonight, is the only team in the Florida State League with both a losing record at home and a winning record on the road. Miller trying to pick up another road win. The 1-2 misses low and away. Two balls, two strikes. In order to be a good competitive ball club, you got to win games on the road, but you also have to capitalize at home. That's kind of held the Tortugas back. 2-2. Robertis fights it foul. He stays alive. Still two balls, two strikes. Big hole on the left side for the lefty Robertis. Miller leans in for the sign. Lets the arm hang, almost like Kimbrel. His next 2-2. Robertis lines it right at the shortstop. Stafura, he makes the catch ankle high. And that ends the ball game. Tortugas take game one of this six-game series on the road by a final score of 6-2. Big blow in this game came early. Four runs in the top of the second inning on three hits against Blue Jays starter Jorge Bautista. And he takes the loss, and the Blue Jays drop their third straight game. Let's get to the final totals. First for the victorious Daytona Tortugas. They score six runs on nine hits, one error, and they leave four men on base. For the Jays, they score two runs on four hits, commit two errors, a bit unlike them.
And that's your ball game.
And they leave seven on base. The losing pitcher, as we mentioned, is Bautista, who allowed six runs, just three earned in five innings of work, while the winning pitcher is Jonah Herney, who went three innings in relief of Daytona's starter, Jose Montero. With the loss, the Blue Jays are back to 500, 32-32, while Daytona improves to 31-33. We'll step aside for a break and come back with more post-game coverage. On the other side, on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network, Daytona takes game one. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in-store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the four-game Flex Pack. Purchase four more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Back one final time tonight from TD Ballpark in Dunedin, where the Blue Jays dropped the first game of a six-game set with Daytona. 6-2. Blue Jays couldn't come back from an early deficit. Daytona scored four runs in the second inning, added to their lead with two runs in the fifth. Blue Jays threatened a few times. They did score once in the seventh, but the comeback effort stopped there. Let's look elsewhere around the Florida State League on the Frenchies out-of-town scoreboard. The out-of-town scoreboard is brought to you by Frenchies Outpost Bar and Grill. When you're in from out-of-town, visit Frenchies on Causeway Boulevard. It's a consequential week around minor league baseball as first halves come to a close. And that includes here in the Florida State League, both divisions still up for grabs. So we start with the scores that matter in the Florida State League West. Jupiter and Clearwater down in Jupiter, top of the seventh inning. Clearwater winning in a bit of a romp. It's 10-4, top of the seventh against a Jupiter offense that isn't exactly prolific. Clearwater in good shape there. With Jupiter, the first place team over in the Florida State League East, so very consequential matchups there. They're through eight in Tampa between Palm Beach and the Tarpons. Palm Beach leads 4-0. They need to keep winning as they enter action tonight, trailing Jupiter by a game. So they might need a little bit of help from Clearwater, and it looks like they're going to get it. If Palm Beach hangs on for a win and Jupiter loses, it'll be a first-place tie over in the East. Final score from Bradenton, where the Marauders win in 10 innings over Lakeland. Lakeland coming into action tonight had a half-game lead over Clearwater. So if Clearwater's 10-4 lead holds, they'll be in first place by a half-game with two games remaining in the first half. And then an inconsequential score in the playoff race. St. Lucie defeats Fort Myers in St. Lucie 6-1. That's the Florida State League. As for the Toronto Blue Jays affiliates, We start with AA New Hampshire, with the Fisher Cats leading the Fightin' Phils as they start their second series of a two-week homestand. 6-3, New Hampshire leads in the bottom of the seventh. They're in the bottom of the sixth at Scranton for the Bisons, and Buffalo trails the Rail Riders. The Yankees, AAA affiliate, 8-5. Bottom of the sixth for High A Vancouver. Game one of a doubleheader. They lead Tri-City 1-0 on the road. Game two will follow with Carson Pierce on the mound, the former DJ. Rookie ball teams were in action today. DSL Blue Jays fall to the DSL Giants 6-4. They're 5-5. And the FCL Blue Jays win a narrow one over the FCL Tigers 8-7. Just up the road at the complex. That's the out-of-town scoreboard. Looking ahead to tomorrow's contest, it's an early one, 11 a.m. with a 10:45 a.m. Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show. Set your calendars as we bring you a little baseball for your lunch hour, or maybe even a little late coffee. It'll be Jerron Watts Brown for the Jays. He's 2-4 with a 3.26 ERA against Brian Edgington for the Tortugas. He's 2-4 with a 3.32 ERA. So two guys who have had strong seasons so far. They'll try and carry it into tomorrow afternoon's or tomorrow morning's contest and game two of this six-game series. That does it for our coverage tonight at TD Ballpark. For our entire hardworking crew, this is Larry Larson saying thank you so much for spending part of your Tuesday night with us. We hope you enjoyed the broadcast a little bit more than you did the result. One more time, the final score, Daytona 6 and the DJs 2. This has been a presentation of the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. So long, everybody. We'll talk to you at 10:45 a.m. Eastern tomorrow. Can't wait.